Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the California Angels, Marcelino Lopez. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is walked intentionally. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Rogers and he is out, Fregosi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Rogers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field. AG picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on AG. Adcock moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Fregosi moves to second. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on John. Fregosi scores. Pearsall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Marcelino Lopez. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Angels. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lee now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy John. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Noop covering, for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's White Sox, 2, Angels, 2. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Reichardt reaches third base with a triple. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters now pitching. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Fregosi moves to second. It's 3-2, Angels. Jackie Warner pinch runs for Norm Seaburn. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Warner now playing right field. Howie Reed now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-3 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.